forward to the time I have with you today. I want to get you off to a good start for 2011, all right? What I'm about to tell you, I couldn't have told you about 10 years ago. I didn't know about it. I wasn't experiencing it. It was in the Word, but I didn't do it. And my life lacked because of it. But because now I do it, so much better off. God's been blessing me. I want to share that with you. Calling down heaven in 2011. Can you say that with me? Calling down heaven in 2011. It's hard to come up with a rhyme for 11, but anyway, there it is. Calling down heaven in 2011. I want to talk to you today about prayer. 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 I'm going to unpackage one verse for you today. So if you'll listen, you'll have this verse for the rest of your life. You'll have it. You'll know it. You'll see the value of prayer in one little verse over in Ephesians. And that's what we're going to do today. Just going to teach this one verse. Going to unpackage it here in just a bit. Going to talk about prayer today. You might say, well, that doesn't seem very exciting. Yes, because you're just like I was 10 years ago. All right? Let's talk about it. Now, I'm not talking about now may lay me down to sleep. I'm talking about being committed to prayer. Okay? It's crazy. Change your life. Okay? It's not spooky. It should be normal for us as believers. Okay? Going to talk about it. The second service today got a message called Making Right Decisions. Today is the second day of January. Life is a day-by-day thing. It's a 24-hour period. We sleep, you know, at least a third of it. Okay? All right? This can be done. We can actually make good decisions. So we don't have to come back and fix bad decisions. You got a new year. We're going to talk about it today. I'm going to learn from some people in Scripture in the second service today. So love to have you. I think both of these messages work together real well today. First message this morning, calling down heaven in 2011. Let's go, Rod. We're rolling, buddy. Here we go. That's what I'm talking about right there. A V8, baby. I prayed with three men this morning in a truck out front. We pray in a truck on Sunday. I like that. It happened to have a V8 in it. All right? We crawl inside that thing. I've been doing that for about 8 years, praying every Sunday for these services. It's incredible the difference that prayer can change and make in me in just a matter of a few minutes. Y'all listening or not? Okay, come on. Don't go sleep on me. The Victory 8. That's what I'm calling this. Say that with me. Clicking on all 8 cylinders. One more time. Clicking on all 8 cylinders. That's what prayer can do for you. All right, we're going to give you 8 things, and don't faint. We're going to make it, okay? 8 things in one verse. 8 things are coming your way. They're like cylinders in an engine. You need every one of these. All the engine. I got a car right now. I like cars, okay? I got too many. My wife and daughter have been picking on me lately about it. But I got one under a tarp over at the house right now. It's a Mazda RX-7 Turbo Supercharged. It's an 87. I guess the thing will fly. I say yes because it ain't clicking on but about 2 cylinders. It actually has a rotary engine, but basically half the engine isn't working. Okay? So anyway, after the new year and everything, I'm hoping I might get into that thing. All right? But I heard it'll fly. So if we get it fixed and you see something, whoop, that would be me. Okay? Anyway, you can run. I can get in it right now. I can drive it. I can go places. But because of that, I'm getting about 8 miles to the gallon, though. It's not good. But you can drive. You try to stomp on it, it won't do it. But it'll go 50, 60, 70 miles an hour, but it won't do 200. It's not clicking on all the cylinders. Amen? All right? Keep that in mind. That's what we're talking about today. Let's keep looking. Prayer is called the what? Say it with me. The juice, baby. Come on. Prayer is called, that's what I call it. The what? The juice. Do you have that in your life? Do you have juice for Jesus? You got it? Let's talk about it. This is good stuff, man. This will help you. Ephesians 6:18. We're going to learn this verse. I know it's big. We're going to learn this verse together. Y'all all right? Say it. Here we go. Let's learn this verse. Let's say it out loud together, and then we're going to review it a few times because that's what I'm talking about today. Here we go. Ephesians 6:18. Say that with me. Ephesians 6:18. One more time. Ephesians 6:18. All right? Say it with me. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Sounds boring, doesn't it? Let's try it again. Here we go. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all. It's getting better. I like that. Come on. I'm going to get on your nerves for about 20 minutes. Here we go. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all. Wow. Let's look at it. Now, you and I, we're humans, all right? I know that, flesh and blood. But the Bible tells us that we've been born from above. Is that what Jesus said? Okay? Nicodemus said, do I go back in my mother's womb and I'm born a second time? Is that what you're talking about? No. Jesus said, you're born of the Spirit. You're born from above. Yeah, we're human, but we've been converted. We've been born again. We've been born of the Spirit of God. Okay? So that changes us. We are not what we were, and we do not run on the same kind of fuel anymore. Didn't you have, and don't you still have some passions and things inside of you that you know are not right? Say, it's pulling you. It's drawing you. That's the flesh. There's a battle going on your whole life now. It's a battle between the flesh and the what? The Spirit. You were running fine on all the carnal things, vulgar things, nasty things, whatever. But now you're born again. And what used to get you high and get you going and get you all jazzed, it's not going to work. It's not going to work anymore. The Bible says, I'm a new creature in Christ now. Amen? All right, I got to have some fuel. Keep looking. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Okay? Y'all right so far? If you don't get this, you're not going to get this. All right? You need what I'm talking about today. I don't need prayer. I don't like to pray. I go to sleep when I pray. I've been there. It's okay. Okay? It's all right. You can do this. Let's keep looking. The fuel, the juice, what you and I need is high octane. Say it with me. It's what? That's what you and I need. That's what you and I run on now. Now, we can run in the flesh. Listen, I'm an expert at this. I'm an expert of getting up on Sunday, preaching spiritual messages, singing spiritual songs, and not being spiritual. Okay? So it can be done. And by the way, it can be done very well to the public, but not with God. Amen? How many done that before? You just going through the motions? Come on, raise your hand. Quit lying. It's just you, preacher. Lie, lie, lie. You'll never get this until you get honest. Got to get honest. Come on. I'm born again. Preacher's right. That's what the Word says. I'm a new creature. Christ Jesus. I do have this flesh battle and stuff like that. That's not going to work in the Christian life. Come on. Here we go. Prayer is the energy. Can you say energy with me? Energy. Well, can you scream it out? Well, prayer is the what? Energy that makes it possible for the Christian to drive on through any situation. Well, you just don't know what I'm going through. You just don't understand. Okay. Listen to me, friend. You can make it. Can't you? Say, how many have been there and you made it? Come on. You made it. And prayer was a big part of it. Can I see your hand? That was it, wasn't it? Come on! Listen, this is huge. The Victory 8, clicking on all eight cylinders. Now, Raj, I've taken a lot of time. We've got to get to the message. Say the verse with me again. Are y'all ready? And I hope you can do it with a little enthusiasm. Here we go. Are you ready? Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the and watching thereunto with all and supplication for. Let's unpackage it. Are you ready? Oh, you're going to test us? He's bad. Let's try it. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. Is that right? In the Spirit and watching thereunto with all and supplication for all. Thank you, Raj. We did pretty good. Come on. Let's go with the verse. Number one, what's the first cylinder? The first cylinder of this idea of victory in Jesus. We sing the song, oh, victory in Jesus. Yeah. Let's do the V8 deal. First cylinder. Say it with me. Praying. Again, say it with me. Praying. One more time. Praying always. All right? Keep going, Raj. First thought. If you try to fight the spiritual battle on your own, you will be defeated. You need to do what? Pray when? Always. You need prayer. Say that with me. Make it personal. I need prayer. How about I need to pray? Come on. I need to pray. Come on. I need to pray. Not you, not somebody else. Say it with me. I need to pray. That's the first cylinder. You got to get that down in your head. I cannot succeed. I will not be successful living for Jesus. And you fill in the blank. Being a husband, being a dad, being a boss, being a brother, being a sister, being a saint of God, a Christian in the church, reaching out. I cannot do this successfully. I need to what? That's the first cylinder. Now, I don't need to pray. Then you're just like a Ford, aren't you? Found on the road dead. I'm sorry, that was ugly. That was ugly. Excuse me. Sorry. No, I had a Ford for years. Then I got a Titan. No, I'm sorry. Quit it. Here we go. I need to what? Praying always. That's cylinder number one. Look, this is a king. This is a king. If a king needed prayer, you think you need prayer? Huh. So, look at what this king said. Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid or dismayed, for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that's with him. For there be more with than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, the king of Judah. That's incredible, isn't it? The arm of flesh will fail you. But we have the Lord. That's why I need to pray. Got it? Cylinder number one is what? Praying always. I need to what? Got to have that. Is it working? Got to get it going. Here we go. Keep going. Number two. Say that with me. Persistent in. So I need to pray, right? And number two, I need to be what? Well, I prayed once. It didn't work. I didn't get what I wanted. That's the flesh. That's just how you used to behave when you were unsaved. You wanted something. You called for it. You got it. That's the way you were. That's not the Spirit, friend. We're persistent. You understand? Say, persistent. Praying what? Always. Look at that. All prayer. All perseverance. All saints. Look how many times that word all is mentioned. Amen? How many times in that one little verse, all is mentioned? Keep looking. Say it with me. Pray without what? Does that mean I'm supposed to be going around all day long uttering stuff? No. But you ought to so know it that prayer is so important that you need to pray. That, I mean, you're just persistent in prayer. I mean, when you rise in the morning, you ought to pray. When you sit down to eat, you ought to pray. If you have opportunities during the day, you ought to be praying several times. Amen. When decisions come, you need to pray. You need to be persistent. Whatever you do in prayer, keep praying. Persistent. Don't quit. Keep going. You listening? That's number two. Keep a constant, say it with me, attitude of trust and communication with God at every moment. I'm not talking crazy stuff here. How many of you are just riding down the road and you'll see something, you'll thank the Lord for it? Amen? Somebody will call you with something on the telephone, and a normal person might not say, well, praise the Lord, but you might just say, praise the Lord. Amen? So, you understand what I'm saying? Little things. Big things. Okay. The idea is that I've got this attitude, because I'm persistent in prayer. Prayer isn't something I just do in the truck on Sunday morning. Okay? Got it? Don't let me lose you. Number three. Say that with me. Possibilities of prayer. Praying always with all prayer. Keep going. Let me look at Roger. Say that with me. This is deep this morning. You ready? You can pray anywhere, at any time, for anything. Come on, church, help me here. You can pray anywhere, at any time, for anything. That's good stuff. That's possibility, isn't it? You're listening to me say, well, I don't know what we're going to do. Pray! Amen? Well, I don't know if I can pray about that. My wife has prayed for lost earrings, lost necklaces. She's prayed for all kinds of stuff. My wife has prayed for parking spaces. Now we try to stay in shape, so we park way away and walk. Amen? So anyway, but it's fun. You can pray for anything, anytime, anywhere. That's prayer. The possibilities are endless. Well, I'm going to have a bad year. What is wrong? Don't think. Listen, you have a great year. You have a future ahead of you. You've got tremendous possibilities. Think that way. Amen? What if this happens? Pray about it. Well, what if this doesn't happen? Well, pray about it. You see what I'm saying? I think I got about three of you. Here we go. It's interesting. This is what was said about Mary getting pregnant of the Holy Ghost. Remember? Say it with me. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. I doubt any of y'all trying to get pregnant with the Holy Ghost. So, I mean, you see what I'm saying? We're not looking for you to have little baby Jesus. Excuse me. I mean, really, we make such excuses. I can't do this. There's no way I can make it. That is crazy thinking. That's the flesh. That's how I think. I'm a pessimist inside of me. And the part it has to take over is the spiritual. Gary is the old dead man. Gary wants to live again. Negative man. The spirit, totally different. Does that mean you got a split personality? I hope not. I don't know. Here we go. Number four, we're on the fourth cylinder. We're getting there. Say it with me. Petition of prayer. One more time. Petition of prayer. Praying always with all prayer and what? Supplication. Let's talk about that just a second. Supplication means to what? You know what my excuse used to be for not praying? This is the truth. I'm doing okay. I don't want to bother God. There's a whole lot more people worse off than me. See? You know what God says? Same thing He told me last night when I was laying in bed. You're an idiot. Jesus is at the right hand of God the Father, ever living to make intercession. But you don't want to talk to Him, fool? It's crazy. And that is a proud thing. I used to think it was humble. I said it so humble in my heart. I just don't want to bother God. That is so arrogant. You know what I was saying? I can do it without you, God. Supplication means to ask. James says you lust and have not. You kill and desire to have and you can't obtain it. You fight and war, yet you have not because you what? ask not. We strive at everything else, man. But we won't ask God. That's crazy. Supplication means to ask. Here's an interesting thing. You'll be surprised at how many times God says yes in the Bible if someone simply asks. Yeah, read your Bible. Look at the people in the Bible. They were crazy people just like you, just like me. And they would pray, and God would answer their prayer. See, that dog's not going to hunt. We can't say that. We need to pray. We need to ask. Number five, are we getting somewhere? Say, power of prayer. There's power. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. Say it with me. In the Spirit. That's where the power is. Romans 8. How do we pray? We pray in the Spirit. I'm from Rockingham. I never prayed. I don't know how to pray. I never prayed to nobody. That's the way I grew up. I didn't pray. Okay? Didn't know anything about prayer. How does somebody like me get saved and learn to pray? The Spirit. The Spirit. And this is why the church is going goofy on this one. Excuse me. So many people think praying in the Spirit means uttering gibberish that you can't even understand. I just don't buy all that. Okay, this is really, 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 really important. There are times I know that when you're pressed in prayer, you utter and you don't know exactly what there is to say. And how many have ever groaned in prayer? Your heart's been breaking or you've just been pleading for something. I understand that. Okay, I get that. But the key is not in the flesh. Anytime we do something in the flesh to put on a show to somebody or try to create some kind of energy at a church service, there's a problem. You can say I said it. Romans 8, likewise the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. The Spirit leads us in prayer. We need to pray in the Spirit. The Spirit urges us. The Spirit encourages us in prayer. When we don't pray, friend, we're not walking in the Spirit. Y'all listening or not? Well, I don't pray. Well, did you know prayer is one of the main things that the Holy Spirit does? So I don't pray. I ain't got time for prayer. You know what? That means you're not walking in the Spirit. And you basically have nothing to do with the Spirit. I know this is ugly on the first day, but I know. I'm trying to help you. Pray in the what? Not in your own. You ain't going to make it if you pray in your own strength. I'm telling you, I know from experience. You're going to get tired. Those guys I pray with in the truck, by the way, Jeff Clemens, seriously injured. He's not able to pray with me right now. Clyde Slater is one of my prayer partners and warriors. He's had tremendous illness. He's in the hospital. These are people I love. Did you know I've been able to watch them and they watch me over the years? I've watched them grow in prayer. Sometimes Jeff will pray 15, 20 minutes in the truck while I'm sitting right next to him. How many have been in a truck with me and that's the truth? Can I see your hand? Okay. Clyde as well. Is that true? But you know what? The old Gary would have liked, get on with it. I mean, that's me. Gotta go. That's me. But I've just been able to see them grow in the Spirit and me grow in the Spirit. And I just get such a blessing. I can just listen and pray. And I join in with it. It's incredible. Praying in the Spirit. I don't know if you're getting what I'm telling you today. Power, man. Spend time with God and His Word. How am I going to know what the Spirit's saying? If you don't have the Word, you probably ain't going to know what the Spirit's saying. There's other spirits out there that'll talk to you as well. Try the spirits. Know the Word of God. Give the Spirit something to work with in your life. Read that Word. Memorize that Word. And the Holy Spirit will, He'll help you, man. It's incredible. Agree with God When you read His Word, instead of fighting, agree with God and His Word and start yielding to the Spirit. And He'll just, you'll start talking to Him, communicating. He'll open you up, man. It's incredible. It's the truth. Might sound spooky. It's really not. Precision in prayer. Would you say that with me? Precision in prayer. And I got to go real fast, Raj. I'm sorry. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto. That's the sixth cylinder. What's that mean? The word watch is a military term, which means to be what? Be awake. Be alert. I ought to be alert all the time. I mean, I want to be in the Spirit so I can know what to pray for. I can know how I ought to pray. Amen? We got a prayer chain. I don't even necessarily like the word chain. We got it here. It's called a prayer chain. But these are more like prayer warriors. These are prayer people that I love. People that I know. People I'd put my... I just trust them. People I've known for years. And they're sitting on dead ready watch to pray for you. It's incredible. You and I need to watch like that. Precision. Jesus said, "Watch ye and pray, lest you enter into temptation." The Spirit is ready, but the flesh is what? You need to guard your heart. We need to be watching. "There's not a temptation taking you, but such is common to man," the Bible says. And God will, with that temptation, make a way to escape. Flip Wilson, remember him? "The devil made me do it." No. There's an escape on every temptation you face, if you're watching in prayer. You understand? This is important. Perseverance. This is what a lot of us do. We pray for a couple of days. "I'm going to start a new year. I'm going to pray every day and read my Bible." And then about Thursday rolls along and you're back in a ditch again. If you had that attitude at your job, you'd be fired. Is that right? Yes or no? When I coached ball, if you didn't persevere, if you played on my team, listen, you had that kind of stinking attitude, I'd bench you, then I'd cut you, and you'd be gone. But with God, well, I ain't got... And all that's Mickey Mouse mess. This is really important. You know what I'm saying? With all perseverance. That's what the Bible teaches. It's a little verse. When you stop praying, you're heading for what? Trouble! I don't need it. I'll quit. Man. You got to persevere. Prayer takes discipline. It's critical for your survival in the spiritual battle. I just want to go back to me praying on Sunday morning. I'm not trying to puff myself up. I'm just trying to give you a message that will help you today. But I come on Sunday morning, I pray with those fellows out in our church. I can't tell you the number of times I've got up. I didn't feel like coming. All right? Didn't feel like it at all. I mean, I love you people. But to be honest with you, I could have just took my truck and headed towards Colorado and I'd have been fine. It's called depression. It's called discouragement. Did you know I have that? But God, through the Spirit, has arranged for men to meet me here on Sunday morning because He knows Gary Clark has a need. And I'll come and I'll be energized. I can be changed in a truck. Prayer. It's incredible. I need that. I can't go by the flesh and go, you know, I don't feel like it. I can't come. No, I got, you know, just got to stay steady. Y'all hearing me today? I feel like you're my psychologist this morning. You're just listening to me. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in what? Prayer. Can you pray on a dime? Can you pray in an instant? Say, get your prayer on. Say, can you do it? Yeah, you can. Persistent perseverance. Purpose of prayer. We're done with the message. Can you say the verse with me? Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for... What's the purpose of prayer? It's for you. Lose the lame excuse I used to use, I don't want to bother God. And certainly don't say you don't have time. That's really stupid. Prayer was created for you. You think God needs prayer? Say, God's going to pray for me. I don't know what I'm doing. You think that's God? Yes or no? prayer was created for you, for me. That's the purpose of prayer. What's prayer about? About you. It's about me. Did you know the word saints always appears in plural in your Bible? It's the church that makes it a saint, and all of a sudden we think we're all the big wig or something like that. Not in the Bible. It's always plural. God loves us. God cares about us. God wants to help us. God wants to work with us. We all need prayer. Can you say that with me? We all need... One more time. We all need... I really wish for 2011 I could get you there. We need each other too. This prayer thing. We're not on this road alone. Isn't that cool? I love that. I mean, and I keep going back to the truck. But I look at those fellows when I drive up on Sunday like I did today. And you know what the first thing that hits me? I'm not alone. I'm not alone. I don't have to do church today by myself. Somebody's there to help me. That's incredible, isn't it? Prayer. Got it? You ready to review the engine? Let's look at it. The Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that these same afflictions are accomplished in your what? That are in the world. You got a problem? So does the guy sitting about 8 seats from you. We're all screwed up. At different times, isn't that a true say? Prayers for all of us. Let's look at it. Say it with me. Come on. Praying always. Persistent in prayer. Possibilities of prayer. Petition of prayer. The power of prayer. Precision in prayer. Perseverance in prayer. And the purpose of prayer is who? You, the brethren, the saints. It's never singular. It's always what? Plural. Let's stand together. Praise God. I was about 2 minutes late. The V8. Amen.